Blessed Ugolinos Magalotti, Confessor, Third Order. Ugolinos was a scion of the famous and noble family of the Magalotti. He was born toward the close of the 14th century on an estate near the city of Camerino, Italy. His mother died while he was still quite young, but his excellent father was deeply concerned about the education of the boy, so that nothing was left wanting. By his obedience, affection, and other virtues, Ugolinus gave much joy to his father. His lively temperament caused him many a struggle, but the guidance of his father and the grace of God helped him overcome his evil inclinations. As he grew older, Ugolinus applied himself to the study of the sciences. Spiritual books, however, held the greatest attraction for him. He read them constantly, impressed their lessons on his mind and heart, and regulated his life accordingly. He did not speak much, but his example edified everybody. After his father died, the youth thought he heard addressed to him the words of our Lord to the rich young man: "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give to the poor." Matthew 19:21. Ugolinos did not hesitate a moment. He sold all his possessions and divided the proceeds among the poor, particularly the widows and orphans. Stripped of all material things, he withdrew to a hermitage where he led a truly celestial life. Prayer and meditation were the nourishment of his soul, and on his body he imposed the severest fasts and mortifications. The enemy of virtue did not neglect to attack him severely. One time he would tempt him by stirring up sensual desires and reminding him of the pleasures he could enjoy out in the world. At other times he would frighten him by appearing to him in horrible forms. But Ugolinus proved to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Prayer, penance, and especially trustful appeal to the Immaculate Mother of God made him victorious in every struggle. God rewarded the fidelity of his servant with extraordinary favors. Enlightened by God, he gave advice and consolation to the faithful, who appealed to him in great numbers. He miraculously restored health to many sick persons. When he perceived that his end was drawing near, he became even more intimately united with God. Having received the last sacrament several times, he died peacefully in the Lord in 1337. His body was laid to rest in the church of St. John the Baptist at Fini Camerino, and immediately the people began to venerate him. This veneration was approved by Pope Pius IX, and Pope Leo XIII permitted his feast to be celebrated. On voluntary poverty. Consider how many wealthy young men and young women, like Blessed Ugolinus, divested themselves of their material goods in order to walk the way of perfection. They considered material goods a hindrance to perfection and renounced them, just as a person entering a race rids himself of everything that can be in his way. They were taught this lesson by Jesus Christ himself. "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor." Matthew 19:21. If the renunciation of material goods leads to perfection and sanctity, surely the inordinate accumulation of such goods must lead to imperfection and sin. How do you regard material goods? Consider that not only the words of our Lord, but still more his example, impelled devout souls to embrace voluntary poverty with all its consequences. Jesus Christ had all the good things in the world at his disposal, but he preferred to be born in poverty, to live in poverty and privation, and to die in poverty. For love of Jesus and to be like him, Saint Francis, and many thousands before and after him, left a life of comfort and wealth in order to share the poverty and want of Christ. Saint Francis called poverty his queen and bride, because the King of Heaven espoused her in the crib and remained true to her up to the cross. It is the Holy Spirit that inspires men with the love of poverty and privation. He is called, in the sequence of Pentecost, the Father of the poor. Whoever longs for a life of social eminence and is not willing to put up with privation is being led by the spirit of the world. By which spirit are you guided? Consider the reward which Christ promises to those who embrace a life of poverty. He rewards them 100-fold already here on earth. Even in temporal matters, they enjoy a security with which the children of the world often strive for in vain. None of the thousands who followed Saint Francis in voluntary poverty in the past 750 years, were ever in want, whereas many who once were rich have died in hunger and misery. But our Lord gives the 100-fold reward, especially in spiritual things, which are worth 100 times more: peace of heart, joy of spirit, interior peace that surpasses all that is sensual. The complete reward will be given to the poor followers of Christ in eternity, where a great treasure awaits them in heaven. According to the measure of their poverty will their riches be in heaven. For as Saint Thomas says, the poorer we are here for love of God, the richer we will be there, where God will reward us. Prayer of the Church. Most kind and merciful God, who didst deign to give to blessed Hugolinus, thy confessor, a love of seclusion and the grace of evangelical poverty, grant us, thy servants, to follow his example and to receive a like reward through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Hugolinus Magalotti, pray for us.
Thank you.